and welcome to the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
Nobody cares. I'm Nick.
I'm Michael. I care a little bit.
Just skip all the first 150, really, just before I was on
before
here.
Lindsay took over.
Yeah.
I think you could skip You're welcome. A little bit past that.
You're welcome for the 20 minutes. Anyway, so we have facts today. I didn't even ask you guys what your facts were because we are very, very busy in Slam right now. So I'm just trusting you that you did a good job. And it's not stressing me out in the slightest.
When? Out of curiosity, I was just...
She hasn't unclenched her hand since we sat down.
All right, fine. I'm going to screw this up. In Malawi. The country of Malawi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the United Nations had to relocate, like, peacekeepers to the country of Malawi.
Uh-huh.
Because people were forming vigilante mobs in order to hunt down what?
People were forming vigilante mobs to hunt down what?
In Malawi?
In Malawi. And the United Nations, this became such a big problem that the United Nations had to, like, redirect peacekeepers to, like, stop people from doing that.
Lions?
No.
Tigers?
No.
Bears?
Oh, my.
it's people.
It's a type of person?
It's people, but these people were...
Priests?
No.
I'm going to say, like, animal poachers.
Like an occupation?
No, this is more like a...
like a king.
That would be, so I guess, an occupation.
Like royalty?
Is a king an occupation? Goddamn. I'm trying to figure out a good way to describe this without giving it away.
Is it a hobby?
Like no. Okay, so they suspected these people of being
witches.
Something.
Voodoo.
Okay, now we're on the right track. No and no.
Wizards.
No.
Werewolves.
Ooh.
All over.
Vampires.
No, vampires.
Okay.
Okay.
There were 5 people were killed by a vigilante mob suspected of being vampires. Fear of witchcraft in the nation has been growing over recent years. They have been forming roadblocks and pulling people out of cars and trying to find out whether or not there are vampires, and they've killed 5 people. And the United Nations has now, like, sent peacekeepers to like, prevent that from happening.
How do you think the UN handled that? Like, let's take a break from global warming and
honestly,
the wars and stuff. People in Malawi think they're vampires.
This is one of those, like... I can absolutely picture this meeting. It's like, we have to send peacekeepers to Malawi. Oh, what's going on? They're hunting for vampires and killing people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How do you think the first junior guy that took that call was just like, hey, boss, I got a thing.
Yeah.
It happens, man. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to segue right into my fact.
Okay.
In the past, I have asked about what the most popular Halloween costumes are.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I've done that specifically for people. You guys know how
we're going
much
pet costumes.
We going pet costumes? Yeah.
Thank you for listening today.
Yeah, we're going pet costumes. So I want to talk most popular pet costumes. This is according to the National Retail Federation's 2017 Halloween Spending Survey, and I found the article specifically on consumeraffairs.com. So if you're going to dress your pet up, what are you dressing him or her?
For this year.
For this year, and it's dog and cat costumes, so they're lumped together.
Oh, they're combined.
Yeah.
I'm not putting costumes on my cat because I value my blood, and I'd like to stay, I'd like it to stay inside of my body.
That's fair.
I got nothing.
I would love to dress a cat up as a scuba diver. That's not an answer, but that's what I would do if I had a cat.
Why a scuba diver?
Because, cats don't like water, and I would just think that would be funny.
Oh, I get it.
But I don't have a cat, so.
Yeah, sure. You can take one of mine. I always like the costumes that are I saw a costume that was a dachshund that was an accordion.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute, but not on the list.
That's a better one.
I'm going to just assume everything's Game of Thrones kind of related.
Okay.
So dragons.
No.
That's good.
Dragons aren't on the list at all.
Okay. You got a top 10 list there?
I do.
Okay.
Chickens.
No.
Is it any animal? Dressing an animal up as another animal?
Yeah.
There are lots of animals in there?
There's a couple animals, yeah.
Sharks?
No.
That's
even though
terrifying.
That's cute, though.
On a small dog,
a
that's
little
adorable.
Shih Tzu shark?
Yeah.
Right.
The great white Shih Tzus.
You guys haven't even come close.
Mailman.
No.
Come on. I'm knocking these out
great.
Of the park.
These are great.
Can you dress a dog up as a mailman?
I've seen a couple like superheroes.
Batman characters are on the list, and they are number 6.
Cats dressed as Catwoman.
Cats dressed as cats are number 8.
Wait, what?
We're not just cats dressed as cats, but like cat is number 8 on the list, and dog is tied with lion and pirates for number 3.
All right, so you dress your cat as a dog and your dog
as
a cat.
Yeah, yeah, they lump them all together.
Okay. That is, by the way, one of my favorite, speaking of dressing up animals, my favorite Amazon commercial right now.
Is the baby, dog with the lion's mane?
Yeah. The baby that's afraid of the dog, and so they get him a lion's mane because his favorite stuffed animal is a lion.
Right. Yeah. No, that is a great commercial.
It was like, well done.
I've got nothing. After my dachshund Aquarian and my mailman.
Pirates up there, Ninja's got to be up there.
Ninja's not up there, but what are the classic Halloween costumes?
Policeman?
No.
Any of the village people?
I was just going to list through all the village
no,
people.
No, you guys are missing the staples.
A sexy cat.
No. Oh, gosh.
Nobody's dressing their dog as a Catholic schoolgirl, right?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are thinking too, like, I don't know. I don't know. What, I couldn't think of a good word.
Disney characters?
Like, yeah, Disney characters would be
nice. Star Wars characters is number 10.
Okay. Yodas. Lots of Yodas.
Yeah, Yoda little
lots of
dogs.
Dog
Yoda. I would say dog-like Leias.
Dog Leias with the buns. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, just thinking about it makes me so happy.
Maybe a horse with like a little rider on the back of a
oh, there you go.
Of a dog.
Oh, all these are great ideas. Coming in at number 9, witches. A classic Halloween costume. I once went as a spider witch, which... really, in retrospect, I don't know why I was allowed to do that. It was really scary. Anyway.
It was really scary. Oh, you were young.
Yeah, I was like
not
very
like
young. No.
Okay. I was going to say, it was like adult costumes. I saw one last year that was a woman was dressed like all in goth with butterfly wings. She was an antisocial butterfly.
Oh, I love that. I'm all for pun costumes. A lot of people hate puns, but I love it. And also, I'm sorry to the people listening to this a couple days after Halloween. You're like, oh, I'm over it.
I'm so sick of it. Yeah.
Number 7 is ghost, obviously. Ghost.
Duh.
Batman characters, devils,
okay.
Bumblebee, 3rd was tied for dog, lion, a pirate.
Bumblebee the insect or Bumblebee the transformer?
It does not specify.
That would be awesome, though.
A transformer
like
dog.
A pit bull, like Bumblebee transformer. Right. That'd be awesome.
Number 2 is a hot dog.
Sure.
Obviously. Yeah, that is almost always dachshund.
Yeah. And the first, come on, guys. What is the most?
Cat on the cob. Sorry, I'm hungry.
Cat on a hot tin roof.
What is cat?
Oh, that would be...
Cat on a cob?
Oh, fiddler on a roof.
Okay.
I think I was just making stuff up.
Ghost. A pumpkin.
A pumpkin? How do you dress a cat up as a pumpkin?
I was going to go angel.
Oh, an angel would be a great guess.
Because you said devil.
Yeah, no,
dress
but pumpkin.
The dog is an angel and the cat is a devil? That makes sense.
That's accurate.
I can see that.
Yeah, I went as a pumpkin too as a little kid. Anyway, I really just want to get a dog so I can dress it up in a costume. I've already decided if I had children one day, I'm going to have, like, full family costumes. Like, it's blowing it out of the water.
Now,
non-negotiable.
Now, Nick, as the father of children.
Children and cats.
Yes, and cats.
Yeah.
How long do you think that thinking is going to last? Like, 2 years? At the 3rd year, she's like, I'm not dressing up again.
Oh, I will never. I'm going to be a dressed-up grandma.
No, I think she'll get through it.
Okay.
I mean, there are certain people that are obsessed with certain things, and Lindsay's one of those people that would, like, continue this thing forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
So pumpkins. Most popular pet costume of 2017.
All right.
Then.
There's your hint for the question this week.
I just wanted to revisit because we got on this Halloween costumes. It's fun. Anyway, Michael, your fact.
Yes. So my fact is in no way related to either of yours.
Okay.
Oh, fun.
So... Nick, you definitely know the show. I'm not sure, Lindsay, if you know it. Do you know the show MASH?
I have heard of it.
Okay.
And I know that I know some trivia facts about it.
Okay.
We've asked a lot of questions about it. They've stuck in your brain.
Yeah.
Sure. So which actor from MASH?
Oh, I'm out.
Are we talking movie or television show?
Television show.
Okay.
Yeah, television show.
Okay.
Was once a drummer for Linda Carter, who would later go on to be Wonder Woman.
A drummer for a band. Linda Carter was in a band?
Linda Carter was in a band.
And this person was the drummer for Linda Carter?
Yes.
Is it a woman?
No.
No?
The drummer was a man.
Okay. I'm going to say it was the priest, who just recently passed away, actually. Christopher... no.
I know the character
name.
What
is his name? I think
Father Mulcahy.
Mulcahy, but it's Christopher Mulcahy. I can't remember the actor's name. Maloney, Mallory.
If you can give me the character name, I'll accept it.
I mean, I could just... It's Radar would be the obvious.
Radar is the correct answer.
Yeah, it's... what is his name? That's one of those things that that elicits exactly this response in every trivia question we ask.
This is why I thought you were going to get it on the first one when you asked movie or TV, and I hesitated.
Oh, yeah, because he's the only one
He's the only one involved. Which also would have been a great trivia question, but I think you get that one immediately.
Yeah, what is his name?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
Gary Berghoff.
Gary Berghoff, thank you.
So Berghoff drummed in a band called The Relatives, which scored a 3-month stint playing the Sahara in Las Vegas. The singer of that band was 17-year-old Linda Carter.
Wow.
A decade later, she'd be Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Double threat.
Now, in this case, this is off of MeTV, which is, I guess, one of the cable channels that's doing syndicated episodes of MASH.
Sure.
MASH says,
a great show.
I loved it growing up. They can't find any recordings of this group, unfortunately.
Okay.
Tragedies.
One of the things.
So that won't be in the link dump then.
Well, I'm going to put the whole article in the link dump, but it does include a recording of the off-Broadway cast recording of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown in 1967, where he was also a drummer.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's something. So you get some of the videos in there.
Yeah.
It's nice that people have multiple talents.
Right. I liked that fact a lot. I grew up as a MASH fan. I figured Nick would get that. Sorry, Lindsay. I think I left you out a little bit.
No, I mean, that's total. People have their areas of expertise, and MASH I will maybe someday eventually watch. We're rewatching Frasier now, so the, you know.
For me, it's not rewatching. I've never watched Frasier.
Oh, wait. I've never watched Frasier.
Oh, so then we are watching Frasier for the first time.
Watching Frasier.
I think it's very odd
time.
That the two of you are going through sitcoms that I used to watch, like, with appointment television. I don't feel like I'm that much older than the two of you, but I really am.
Well, Frasier was just on that long. I mean, Frasier was started in, what, 98?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And it shows, by the way, in that first season.
I love watching old sitcoms of how many shenanigans could just be solved with a cell phone.
With a cell phone, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing in Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix.
Right.
Hey, Sirius, what's up? You, like, you chilling?
Well, look.
But obviously we know electronics are...
As we're deep into our Harry Potter, if you just... remembered the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
That would have done it.
That would have done it too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I was watching an old episode of Friends the other day.
Okay.
And Chandler was bragging about his new laptop, and it was a big suitcase. It was a fairly small one, but pretty small screen and stuff like that. And he was bragging how it had 500 megabytes of memory.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's amazing. I'm excited to see where it goes in 5 years or so.
Yep.
Or next year, or probably tomorrow, honestly. Honestly, tomorrow. Okay, so speaking of technology, when was the first example of a smiley used?
A smile, like emoji?
A smiley, yeah. There's a difference between an emoji and emoticon. But when was the first?
I'm going to need you to back up and explain the difference.
The
first smiley.
The world's oldest known smiley-like image is in a document found when?
780 BC.
That's immediately what I'm going to go to.
I'm going like cave paintings.
Declaration of Independence, or there's one on the back of like the Magna Carta.
Right.
No, but you guys are like on the right track. I'm obviously asking.
J-K-L-O-L.
Yeah.
I'm obviously asking because this is a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
So it was 1635, the oldest known smiley, and it was on a notary official custom letter in the Habsburg Empire in Slovakia.
Okay.
And you can see this little tiny little face, and it just says that, you know, hey, we're pretty cool. This is fine. And this is on the University of Pittsburgh's website, and historians have looked at this because that's a thing that we're investigating now. And it's stored in the state archives in Slovakia. So if you want to see the world's oldest smiley, you can go do that.
Just go to Slovakia and get that done.
Yeah.
So what is the difference between an emoji and an emoticon?
They're distinctly different. So emoji comes from Japanese words e, which means picture. And I'm sorry, I don't speak Japanese, so I don't know how, if it's actually pronounced e, but it means picture. And then moji, M-O-J-I, which means character. So emojis are actual picture characters.
Okay.
And then emoticons are only text-based, like keyboard strokes and things.
Got it.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
a very specific, like, you know, you do the colon and the parenthesis. That's... Right. a smiley, but that is an emoticon, not an emoji. Okay. Emoji are the actual picture characters. Right. And there's a distinct difference in those. And the first emoji was first used when?
2007.
It was used in Japan.
Okay.
I'm going to say earlier than that. I'm going to say, like, instant messaging time. I'm going to say, like, 96.
You're closer, Michael. 1999, first used in cell phone communication in Japan. I messed up that question. First used in cell phone communication in 1999. I don't know when the first emoji was using because it's a picture character.
Well,
so
this is the emoticon, right?
Emoticon, yeah. Sorry. Okay. Yes, sorry.
Still
blah,
thinks
blah, blah,
it
blah,
sounds
blah,
like...
Words, emoji, emoji.
I can say this for sure now, but now that I know the difference, I don't use emojis. Like, at
I
all.
Don't use emoji. Well, I do on my phone because there's a button that then has all the emojis.
I know, and I have that button too. I just, right. I either use emoticons or I use GIFs.
Okay. Well, GIFs are the new emojis, right?
Oh, gosh. I only communicate a GIFs and emojis.
There's a whole thing going through Facebook right now is like, post a GIF of how we met.
Right.
Sort of thing. Have you been seeing that on Facebook?
No. Or is but it just I want to do it now.
No. I've seen them too.
Right. It's like, humor me, like, send me a GIF of how we met. And then
I
it's
like
just,
that.
Yeah.
I that like that.
If I saw that on your Facebook, I'd send you a GIF of the Riddler.
That makes sense. The scary thing is that I had an old person moment.
Okay.
I had a legitimate old person moment the other day. I was sitting down, I was having dinner, and I saw this. I saw I saw a GIF. Yeah, I told him to keep out. I saw a GIF, and I literally leaned over to Sarah and go, how do I share this GIF to somebody who's my friend's wall? I did not know how. Like, I just wanted to send that to the one person via Facebook, and I had no idea how to do it.
It sounds like a text message I just get from my parents.
Yeah, how I felt it. I'm like, I can't believe I'm asking this question, but can you show me how to use my phone?
Well, we've all know how I feel about 3D printing. It's magic.
You want a 3D printer in the office?
I have a couple friends that are engineers, and like, Lindsay, no, it's like, and they went through the whole thing about layering, and I was like, yeah, okay, what you're saying makes sense, but really,
it's magic,
yeah. And I don't believe that it exists. What is the cloud? Where does the cloud, like, and that's a whole other thing.
So here's a question for you.
Yes.
Have you looked into getting one for the office? Because they're not as expensive as you would think they are.
I have not, but again, I don't think they're real, so haven't done a lot of research.
Into magic,
yeah. Well, aside for Harry Potter.
Right, no, but I'm talking about, like, how much easier would it be to click print on, like, a dozen dragon eggs?
That would be a lot, because I've spent 20-plus hours doing dragon eggs.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't that fall under production?
So you want the printer?
I want the 3D printer.
Yeah, man. Right. And the last thing I want to say about emojis, just very briefly,
sure,
that the Oxford English Dictionary chose an emoji, the crying tears of joy, as the word of the year in 2015.
We've discussed this before.
Yeah, we have brought it up on the podcast, but I just wanted to re-bring it up and say, hey, that's in the dictionary. I don't know how you would look that up, though, alphabetically. Like, what the name of that is.
I remember very strong feelings being held by all parties when we discussed this.
Yeah, they have the different skin tones for the emojis. I don't think they make one pale enough for me. Ay-yi-yi. Okay, so I think that we can actually kind of wrap it up today, but we do need a secret phrase. And we've been
great
talking
white
a lot
shih tzus.
About things.
Great white shih tzus.
Great white shih tzus. I love that. And I can never say shih tzu without sounding weird.
Well, it's a strange name.
Yeah, it is. Next week, we got some more facts. So tune in and don't miss us. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.